You can only love a musician who made this his signature song.
How sweet to be an idiot, as harmless as a clown.
Neil Innes is a singer, the songwriter, and a guiding musical force behind the comedy team Monty Python. His songs carry that peculiar British blend of absurdity and intelligence. Music journalist Ashley Kahn caught up with Innes on his recent American tour.
Neil Innes may be best known for his years with Monty Python, but back in the 60s, the world was first introduced to the singer-songwriter as a member of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, a group that was as unusual as its name.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano.
The intro and the outro is probably, you know, one of the best known Bonzo tracks. It's a time to introduce the band, and it just went on and on and on, introducing more and more absurd people.
Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice.
The Bonzos didn't quite fit into the sincerity or psychedelic rock of the 60s. Their initial inspiration stretched back to the 1920s and the heyday of British vaudeville.
We found the sort of songs we wanted to learn from old 78 gramophone records, the breakable ones, which we used to buy in street markets. We found some treasures like Ali Baba's Camel, Hunting Tigers out in India, and My Brother Makes the Noises for the Talkies.
My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. If you've forgotten what a parrot squawk is, I'll rock and illustrate that noise for you.
Even the Beatles became fans of the band. The Bonzos appeared in their movie Magical Mystery Tour, and Paul McCartney produced their only top 10 hit.
I'm the urban spaceman, baby, I've got speed. I've got everything I need.
As the 60s ended, so did the Bonzo Dog Band. Neil Innes was recruited by a group of comedy writers that included Eric Idle, Michael Palin, and John Cleese, who were starting a television program with the working title Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Eric Idle just phoned me up out of the blue one day. He said, well, do you fancy coming up to the television centre? Because our warm-up man's ill. I said, I don't do warm-ups. And he said, it's 25 quid. I said, all right, done. And it was really, really nice for me to sort of slip from one lot of madmen into another lot of madmen.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have butter scones for tea.
Innes appeared in some of the TV sketches and in the 1975 movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail, playing a factually accurate minstrel.
Pray, 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 Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, for to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecap split and his body burned away.
That's enough music for now, lads.
In 1978, when the members of Monty Python went their separate ways, Eric Idle approached Innes about forming a band that would satire the best-known rock group of all time and would be called the Ruddles.
The whole thing started with just one silly idea. You know, just film in black and white, get the four of us to dress up as Beatles and run around.
I feel rich, la, la, I feel poor.
With wicked accuracy and a wink, they created a mockumentary that chronicled the rise and fall of a Beatle-like foursome. It became a popular smash, with a little help from the quiet Beatle himself.
George Harrison was, of all the Beatles, the one that was most keen to put the suit in the closet. So he was very keen on telling this sort of more humorous story. And I don't think it would have been as good, and it probably wouldn't have happened if George hadn't have been behind it.
I always thought that the world was a lie.
Innes is about to turn 60. Once in a while, he still brings his one-man show to the U.S., performing songs from his long career in music and comedy. But these days, his songs are a little less absurd and lean more towards biting social commentary.
I can remember an awful lot of rubbish going on in the 60s, but there was also a kind of optimism about you could actually write a song and do something about it. There's always been a few alpha males out there trying to cop the lot. And the rest of us sort of say, hey, did he really do that? Yes, he did. We know what you're doing. Cut it out. We're not idiots.
How sweet to be an idiot. How sweet.
With irony that he would appreciate, Innes has become the folk singer with a cause that he still parodies on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've suffered for my music. Now it's your turn.
Suffering should always be this much fun.
Rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yay! Turn on your headlights and sound your horn if people get in the way.
Bob Dylan's influence lives. Ashley Kahn is the author of Kind of Blue, The Making of the Miles Davis Masterpiece.